On the eve of Eid al-Adha celebrations, besieged Gazans were expecting a boat carrying medications for Gaza hospitals and toys for children. The boat was prevented by Israeli police from sailing from the Israeli port of Jaffa to Gaza. This was at the time all Gaza 60 crossings were closed, after Israel temporarily reopened three of them on Thursday. The United Nations and human rights groups have voiced concern about the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip and have called on Israel to ease its blockade.
We are asking the Israelis to open the crossing completely, 100%, not partially, because we don't have anything now. What just we have from the food in our stores, it will enough only for a few days. The consequences of that, it will negatively affect the whole situation here inside the Gaza Strip.
Meanwhile, Gaza's only power plant was forced to shut down for the fourth time in a month, leaving much of Gaza in darkness. Officials say the plant has run out of industrial diesel, as last Thursday's fuel shipment was very limited.
We were forced to shut down the power plant because there is no fuel because of the siege. Israel allowed only a very limited amount of fuel last Thursday. Every aspect of life in Gaza will be badly affected on the eve of Eid celebrations.
People here say Eid happiness is missing and is spoiled by the ongoing crippling Israeli siege and sanctions, which have led to the collapse of the economy due to the continued closure of border crossings. For the first time ever, people here can hardly find calves and sheep to sacrifice during Eid. That is being done based on Islamic rituals on Eid al-Adha.
Sheep are in short supply here because Israel has not allowed the import of sheep, cattle and calves. The prices of the available ones have doubled. That means a lot of people will not be able to sacrifice anything for the Eid this year, which is unprecedented.
Gaza's 1.5 million residents, 56% of whom are children, have been subjected to strangling tight Israeli blockade since June 2007. Another Eid comes while besieged Gazans are isolated from the outside world and deprived of their basic rights and needs, as there is no electricity, no fuel, and no cash available in Gaza banks. These circumstances, for sure, have spoiled the happiness of Eid al-Adha celebrations for people here in Gaza. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.